Bobby and the Magic Go-Kart. For her 6th birthday, Bobby was given a brand new shiny go-kart. "I can't wait to have a ride," she said. So, after breakfast, she zoomed off down the road, tooting the horn. Then, something very strange happened. The go-kart suddenly turned into a lane. "Stop! Stop!" cried Bobby, as they drove into a field. They halted in front of an enormous haystack.
"That'll teach you not to go so fast!"
"A go-kart that can talk!" gasped Bobby.
"I'm not an ordinary go-kart, and this is a magic field."
He played a tune on his horn, and a door in the haystack opened. Bobby and go-kart raced through. Bobby looked around. All the trees were pink and blue. Brightly coloured fruit hung from the branches.
"I must pick one," said Bobby.
"All right," said go-kart.
"But
be quick."
Then she saw a sign to Fireworks Village.
"Come on, go-kart, let's go there."
So off they went. As they approached Fireworks Village, the sky grew darker and darker until... Whoosh! Bang! A huge rocket exploded overhead, leaving a trail of silvery stars. Everywhere Bobby looked, there were banners and flags and fairy lanterns. Hundreds of toys lined the street, waving brilliant sparklers. Then Bobby saw a China doll seated in a gleaming yellow car and a clown starting up his engine.
"Look, go-kart, there's going to be a race."
Bobby and go-kart lined up next to a squirrel in a funny hat who was busily polishing his driving spectacles. A toy soldier waved a flag and off they roared. Vroom, vroom! Down the high street they raced at top speed, past crowds of cheering toys. Then, Squirrel's car broke down and China Doll took the lead.
"We're losing the race,"
cried Bobby. But go-kart sped over a bridge and turned left into a tunnel marked Shortcut Through Laughing Tunnel. Inside the tunnel, Bobby and go-kart began to laugh. They laughed and laughed so much that by the time they reached the end, the whole tunnel was shaking.
"We're in second place,"
said Bobby as they shot out into the open. With a final burst, go-kart overtook China Doll and crossed the finishing line. How the crowd cheered. "May I present you with a box of everlasting fireworks," said a puppet prince to Bobby, and he pinned a rosette on go-kart's bonnet.
"That means your box will never run out of fireworks,"
said go-kart to Bobby as they set off for home. It was easily the best birthday Bobby had ever had.